The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, AI chat or AI apps even, such as ChatGPT, can allow people to reimagine a new kitchen, bathroom or bedroom and share these designs with their architect or designer or builder, or better yet, allow them to build it themselves. Is it a good idea to reinvigorate your home by yourself, or should we actually leave it to the professionals? Well, to discuss this, we're joined by Pete Finn, aka Pete the Builder. Pete, thanks indeed for talking to us. First off, have you come across this in your line of work, people coming and saying, Pete, I have this great idea and here's the AI image for it?
Hey Shane, how are you? Yes, absolutely. That has become somewhat the new norm. Somebody will produce an AI generated picture, I suppose you'd call it. It's usually a photograph they've taken of some part of their house, and then they've uploaded all sorts of imagery on top of it and created the most perfect, beautiful picture you could ever imagine. And then you're requested to fulfill your duties and make this reality, and that's where the problems come in.
So what kind of problems come in at that point, where the rubber meets the road?
Well, look, the positives are that the person has now got an image of what they would like to achieve, and they've been able to do that themselves at home. They've been able to communicate with their partner, and so by the time they've come to you, they've played around with it a bit and they actually have got some idea of what they want. So there's the positives, but the negatives then are that usually the photographs are not to scale a lot of the time, or the images are not to scale, and a lot of the time they have got a lot of entities in them that don't really relate to Irish construction, and a lot of the time they definitely don't relate to building regulations and building control and building materials.
Okay. Have you extreme examples of things people have shown you that you've just kind of gone, I'm sorry, that's just not realistic?
Well, a mate of mine sent me a picture of a lovely swimming pool in the back of his back garden, but he failed to realise that there was the main storage pipe for the whole road was running through his back garden as well. And
that would not be a kind of swimming pool you'd want to swim in.
No, absolutely not. But look, again, you know, that was a bit of fun. And again, it is certainly something you can use to get some inspiration from. And there's no doubt about it. You can certainly, you know, create images that you would like to achieve. But you really do need to speak to a specialist for lots of reasons. Like, first of all, and the most important one is, are what you've created, or is what you've created, going to be something that you require planning permission for or not? Is it something that, you know, realistically can happen because of services and because of scale and the reality of what the image is showing you? Cost is a huge thing as well, because, you know, you can create all sorts of beautiful things, but in reality, is it going to be possible to create that then in reality in an Irish back garden or an Irish side entrance or within your home? And then, you know, the materials, it's very easy to have these perfect line finishes in an image, and it's usually the joints, it's when it gets three-dimensional and then you start linking corners together and stuff like that, you know, AI just goes out the window. You know, look, again, there's just no doubt about it. If you're going to get work done on your home, using AI is definitely going to get you a couple of the steps on the road, but you really do need to speak to a design expert to be able to create proper set of plans that then a builder like myself can come along and give you a proper price for.
Yeah, interesting you say that, because I mean, when I heard about this story earlier today, my immediate thought was, does this ultimately sound the death knell for interior designers and for architects? Will AI take over those roles?
No, I don't think so. Sometimes I'd rather speak to a robot than interior designers, if I'm honest. Only joking, all you interior designers and architects out there. But no, all joking aside, like, at this moment in time, there's just no way that AI or any app that you have is going to be able to fulfill all of the necessary requirements to get a proper design done, documented properly. Like, there's just so many different things. Spatial awareness, obviously, we've mentioned services, we've mentioned building regulations. There's just so many things that AI at this moment in time, AI will only do what you ask it to do, and it'll just go out there and it'll take information where it can and it'll bring it in. And the other major problem that you have with any AI and like any of those apps is that it doesn't filter the information and actually make it like does it doesn't question it, it just takes it and presents it back to you. So it therefore some of the information that you're getting may not actually be correct, and sometimes it can lead people in a very misguided direction. So I really do advise that if anybody is using any of those apps or ChatGPT or any of those type of AI systems, just please do your homework on it again. Don't take it for gospel, because it won't stand up in court beside you and defend you.
Interesting text here from someone saying the ChatGPT app is great for change of colour paint. Brilliant for a novice like myself. I mean, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? You're going to paint your room. I wonder what that, you know, that very dark navy will look like. Will it be too dark? And you can put it in, and it does give you a good idea.
Yeah, and it's very realistic. Like, it literally will take your walls as you see them within the photograph, and it'll literally show you your own bedroom or your own sitting room or living room or whatever it is that you put in. And it will definitely give you inspiration, and it'll give you really good ideas. But again, I come across this an awful lot in construction as well, where an image that you see on your phone, when it comes to color, and then when you actually get the color from the paint shop, or if it's a plaster that comes pre-colored, the difference is massive, you know. So you really, it's very good for a guide, it's very good for inspiration. After that, you really do, in my opinion, make sure that you speak to the right person and go and physically see the colors, get test samples, all of those type of things that we've been doing for years. They do work. They work for a reason. I think the AI part of it definitely helps skip a couple of the early stages where, you know, a lot of concept designs are coming, because it'll help you rule out what you don't want, which is a very good thing in my mind. If you see something, you instantly go, I don't like that. That's very good, because you can remove that from your thought process and then you can move on to the next thing.
Sorry, this is Kira here. I've seen people do this, as in I've seen them do it online, and they show like a backyard, and it's like, you know, it's literally an owl backyard, all peeling paint and everything. And they go, make this look like a Venetian courtyard or something. And the after with the AI is amazing. And even if they don't quite get to that, or they have to sort of adjust their ideas because of practicalities, like you've mentioned, it does sort of, and I'm loath to say this because I kind of half hate AI, but it certainly brings up ideas that you might not come up with yourself. And in fact, none of us might come up with ourselves. I'm not even sure if an architect would come up with themselves. They're quite flamboyant sometimes. Is that a value, just for sort of sparking a direction or, you know, an idea?
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, it will give you inspiration, it'll give you ideas. It'll certainly, again, as I just said there, Shane, it'll remove, sometimes you'll see one of those images and it'll be a great bit of fun for a couple of minutes, but then you go, well, I actually don't really like that, but I do like that aspect to it, and then you can kind of change it. And then you go to the professional and you go, look, this is the concept image that we're looking at. And I just think it's very important, if you are doing that, that you have to remember that what you're looking at is not reality. And there's a couple of more layers and a couple of more steps to take to get as close as you can to your image actually completed.
Does it make your life a misery? Does it make your life a misery, Pete? Are all these people with these ridiculous expectations now?
Yeah, expectations is definitely the right word for it. Great expectations is what does happen. And look, again, that's not bad out here, because it does set standards. The other thing I would say about definitely with back gardens, like orientation of the sun, all of these type of things have to be taken into accountability. And, you know, the image usually that you'll see will have lovely bright light and the sun is shining and it's not raining and all of those type of nice things. You're going to see the best kind of possible result when you put this type of information into AI. So again, I'm a bit like yourself, Kira. I want to hate AI, but there are moments when I go, you know what, that's really good. Yeah. But at this moment in time, it's definitely not delivering. It's not ruling out all the architects and interior designers or builders and so many other industry. But it's certainly removing certain layers that were there before.
Okay, Peter Finn, aka Pete the Builder. Thank you indeed for talking to the Hard Shoulder. Really interesting text here. I've heard this happening in England, but not in Ireland up to now. We went from Dublin to Meath to see a house, and when we got there, it turned out the estate agent was using AI on a rundown home. We were very angry at him wasting our time.
That would be, if you didn't know that they had AI'd it and you got down to this, something about Great Expectations, but it's more like Bleak House, isn't it?
Very good. Keep your text coming in, 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.